happy to see you. Bleib reste stay. Willkommen, bienvenue. Welcome im Cabaret, oh Cabaret, du Cabaret. Meine Damen und Herren, Mesdames et Messieurs, ladies and gentlemen, where are your troubles now? Forgotten, I told you so. We have no troubles here. Here life is beautiful. The girls are beautiful. Even the orchestra is beautiful.
Hey, just one last thing before we head into the top of the hour here. Doug wanted to just tell people who are buying tickets, give you kind of a nice, not a warning, but an advisory.
Those of you that aren't familiar with cabaret, it does take place in a Cine nightclub. So there's some language, some skimpy costumes, and some suggestive things going on. So we're just saying that this is not a show for young people. And
yeah, don't bring the babies.
Don't bring young people with that. And
and watch out for grandma.
Make sure her pacemaker's working okay before you bring her. It's not way over the top, but the content is adult material, and we just want to make sure people are warned about that before.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you for the advisory.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Former President Trump's former fix-it man, Michael Cohen, will be back on the stand at Mr. Trump's hush money trial today. He'll face cross-examination by the defense a day after implicating his ex-client in all things related to an alleged sexual encounter with an adult film star. Correspondent Robert Costa from New York.
On the stand for more than 5 hours, Cohen testified Trump not only knew about the $130,000 hush money payment he made to Stormy Daniels, but directed Cohen to make it to keep her quiet, telling him to just take care of it. Cohen said he paid Daniels because her story about an alleged sexual encounter with Trump that he denies would be catastrophic, adding Trump wasn't thinking about his wife Melania, but it was all about the campaign.
Secretary of State Blinken makes an unannounced visit.
Welcome to Ukraine.
How are you?
Nice to see you.
He's in Kyiv today, where he's met with President Volodymyr Zelensky almost a month after Congress approved a long-delayed $61 billion financial aid package.
All of us admire your extraordinary resilience, your endurance, your strength, your leadership. And we know this is a challenging time.
Ukraine's army is struggling to hold back a major Russian offensive near the northeastern city of Kharkiv. President Biden's hitting China with massive new tariffs. CBS's Ed O'Keefe is at the White House.
Tariffs on electric vehicles from China will soar to 100%. The White House says the move's designed to address unfair trade practices by China, including the theft of intellectual property. Officials note China's moves have adversely affected industries based in the battleground states of Michigan and Pennsylvania.
Deadly storms wind their way through parts of the South. CBS's Janet Shamlian.
Oh, my God.
A tornado hit western Louisiana, damaging homes in Sulphur. And storms across the state delivered winds up to 80 miles an hour. One woman was killed and two injured, including a five-year-old near Baton Rouge, after a tree fell onto a mobile home.
Home Depot is reporting missed quarterly revenue estimates. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
The company said that some of its shoppers are putting off their discretionary projects, big ones like bath and kitchen remodels, because higher interest rates are weighing on them.
Something in the wastewater has health officials concerned. Some believe a surge in flu viruses may be linked to bird flu, indicating it's flying or swimming under the radar, spreading farther and faster than first thought. A moderate to high upward trend's been reported at 40 sites in California, including San Francisco, Oakland, and San Diego. S&P futures are up 1. This is CBS News.
Switch to T-Mobile and save with tons of benefits on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use the savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
This report is sponsored by Dogs and Cream. They have the hot dog game on lock. Go to WRJN.com and click the big deals tab for 30% savings.
The Brewers lose to the Pirates. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Pirates chipped away through 9 innings to win 8-6. Pittsburgh's Brian Reynolds went 5-for-5 with a pair of singles, 2 doubles, and then connected on a home run.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Just had good self-talk in the box to myself and got some pitches to hit.
Brewers first baseman Rhys Hoskins suffering a hamstring injury running the bases. He's undergoing an MRI. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Rhys's injury, obviously he's got hamstring. We don't know anything more. I have an MRI in the morning. You know, to lose one of our leaders, we just got Yelly back. That's a big blow. Usually hamstrings are not better in a few days. You know what I mean?
Elsewhere, the Cubs lost to the Braves in Atlanta. The final score 2-0. NBA, Thanasis Antetokounmpo underwent surgery to repair a torn Achilles he suffered during workouts last week in training. Doctors say the procedure went fine, but the 31-year-old expected to miss the upcoming season. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. An October jury trial has been scheduled for the former Racine County Corrections Supervisor accused of having a continued intimate relationship with an inmate. Court records from a status conference for 36-year-old Jacqueline Height shows a 3-day jury trial on the calendar to start October 8th. Height has pleaded not guilty to more than 20 criminal charges and had worked at the state facility in Sturtevant. Her attorney says the relationship was consensual, but prosecutors argue even if there was consent, that type of relationship is against the law. A Racine native has been appointed as the head coach of Canada's men's national soccer team. With a coaching background at clubs like Leeds United and RB Salzburg, Jesse Marsh is set to lead Canada in upcoming friendly matches against the Netherlands and France. He's aiming to prepare the team for the Copa America later this year. For the past few years, a food giveaway has been taking place in Racine. It's coming to an end due to a lack of funds and donations. The Racine Police Department says the Journey DRT grocery giveaways at the Anthony Lane Cop House in Racine will no longer be taking place. During the 2 years of the events, almost 2 million pounds of food were given away in Racine. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. More news in 30 minutes.
Breezy and mostly cloudy with a few sprinkles this morning. I think we will see a little clearing by late this afternoon. Our high today, 54. The wind will be north at 15 to 25. Tonight, clear down to 46. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high tomorrow right around 60. We'll get to 65 on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48. WRJN.
Taking the easy way out. Got a good reason.
The Beatles. Now, that was the flip side of I think we can work it out was the main side. That was the flip side. And as I mentioned earlier this morning, in case you are very, very early, rarely the Beatles have a B-side because each song was a hit. And that rarely happened back in the 1960s, but it happened with the Beatles. Local news and timeless hits. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining us here. Hey, another hour. Goody. Yeah, I don't get to go home early. I love it. We're playing some of my favorite songs from the late 50s, early, right through the 60s into the early 70s. Timeless hits. Local news. And Stuart J. Waddell's keeping an eye on the news for us in the news center this morning. I came across this story here. A 28-year-old female postal worker in Ohio was caught racing a Mustang in her mail van, United States Postal Service mail van. She was going more than 100 miles an hour in a 60-mile-hour zone. She got up with a verbal warning and a $50 fine for the traffic violation. If only the United States Postal Service was that quick with their deliveries, it would be nice. No, I'm only kidding. Don't screw up my mail. Rosen thinks it's funny, huh? We'll fix him. And this came across, the most stolen vehicles last year were the Hyundais and Kias. And I was thinking, do they get together at a convention, all the car thieves, and say, listen, our committee got together this year, we're going to go after Hyundais and Kias. Let's vote on that. How many, do we have a show of hands here? Are you kidding me? Do they really get together? Because it seems like last year everybody was stealing Hyundais and Kias, especially Kias in the Milwaukee area. And I just was curious to know if they got together and, you know, made a decision on that. It's 8:12, looking for a cloudy day today. Chance of showers. Highs near 54 right now. Cloudy and 48 degrees at Radio Park. Here come the Youngbloods. Get together, WRJN.
Love is but a song we sing. Fears the way we die. You can make the mountains ring or make the angels cry. Though the bird is on the wing and you may not know why. Come on, people now, smile on your brother, everybody get together. Some may go, he will surely pay his. When the one that left us here returns for us at last, we are but a moment's sunlight fading in the gray. If you hear the song I sing, you will understand. Listen. You hold the key to love and fear, all in your trembling hand. Just one key unlocks them both. It's there at your command. Come on, people now, smile on your brother. Everybody get together.
From Radio Park to Main Street Bridge, local news and timeless hits.
Tell me, do you think of Animal House every time you hear that song? My brother's band did that song back in the 60s, and they couldn't understand the lyrics. My brother used to listen to the 45 RPM, write down the lyrics. So he couldn't understand them, so he actually sent a letter to the record company. They sent him a mimeograph, man, there's a word for you, a mimeograph sheet of the lyrics. So he was one of the few bands that was able to sing the song because he had the lyrics. Hey, it's WRJ on local news and timeless hits. I'm Don Rosen here in the 8 o'clock hour. It's 8:20. Looking for a cloudy day today. Chance of showers with a high near 54. Cloudy lows around 46 tonight. Sunny with a high near 58 degrees tomorrow. What am I doing? Right now, it's cloudy and 48 degrees at Radio Park. I have some showbiz news for you here this morning. Chris Pine, big actor, was up for the role of Ryan in the OC TV series, but lost out because he had bad acne. He says having bad skin was debilitating, and he still has a little PTSD over it. Isn't that what makeup is for? Can't they, you know, fix that up? Actress and stuntwoman Susan Baclany, you know her, and I'll tell you how you know her. She was the first victim in the original Jaws movie. Remember when the movie opened up and the girl was swimming and she was pulled down into the water by the shark? That was her. She passed away over the weekend. But that was her. That's her claim to fame. NBC celebrating the 50th anniversary of SNL Saturday Night Live with a 3-hour primetime special. That's coming up Sunday, February 16th. And Dee Snider from Twisted Sister wants the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame to start including artists before they're dead. Get them while they're alive. And this was interesting. The MTV Movie and TV Awards. Big, right? Canceled this year. Scrapped. Supposedly will return in 2025. It's unclear why they canceled it this year. They're not saying. But last year they had a big deal with the writer's strike and Drew Barrymore withdrew as host of the show. And so, but they didn't give a reason. They just said it's scrapped. And it was a big show. Always happened at the beginning of the summer season with the summer blockbusters coming out, but not going to happen this year. I mean, I didn't watch it anyway, but you know, now it's definitely not going to happen. All right, what do we got here for you? It's 822 WRJN. It's local news and timeless hits 24/7 for you, WRJN.
Daring, dark, and deliriously entertaining, Cabaret opens this Friday at the Racine Theatre Guild. In 1929 Berlin, the fantastical world of the Kit Kat Club is an escape from the grim reality creeping in outside of its walls. Cliff, an American writer, is swept up by the club and the one and only Sally Bowles. As the year unfolds, the beautiful facade cracks as an evil power grows. Will love, loyalty, and humanity have a chance? Call the box office at 633-4218 or visit racinetheatre.org for showtimes and tickets.
College may not be the right path for your kid, but that doesn't mean they can't earn a good living and have a secure future. If they like working with their hands and want to help build up surrounding communities, they should consider a career in the skilled trades through a 4-year apprenticeship as a union carpenter. To learn more, it's easy. Visit northcountrycarpenter.org and fill out the interest form to get more information. That's northcountrycarpenter.org.
Ooma.
What was that?
That is Business Phone Bliss with the Ooma Cloud Phone System. It handles all our voice, video, and messaging needs.
You sound very...
calm? I am. Ooma has everything I need to run my business more efficiently, like virtual receptionist, call routing, and video conferencing. And it starts at just $19.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Ooma.
Nice. Find your business comm at ooma.com/radio.
Shop local, buy local, save big deals.
Hi, I'm Jenny, the manager over at Your Big Deals online store. Did you know that when you shop locally, 83 cents of that dollar stays in town? Local businesses are the lifeblood of our community, and that's why you should shop Your Big Deals online store. Dozens of gift certificates to local businesses, all in one convenient place. Shop local from the convenience of your home or smartphone.
Save on Racine's big deals at WRJN.com.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
understand. Hey, you're old enough to know the makings of a man. Hey, listen to me, baby, it's hard to settle down. Hey, am I asking too much for you to stick around? Every boy wants a girl he can trust to the very end. Baby, that's you. Won't you wait? But till then, when I see your lips begging to be kissed, stop. I can't stop.
No, I can't stop myself. My knees striking again. Lightning striking again.
Nature's taken over my one-track mind. Believe it or not, you're in my heart all the time. All the girls are saying that you'll end up a fool. For the time being, baby, live by my rules. When I settle down, I want one baby on my mind.
Forgive and forget,
and I'll make up for all lost time.
If she's put together fine, and she's in my
in the pines, waiting for us around the bend.
Picture in your mind,
love forever. But till then, if she gives me a sign that she wants to make time,
stop.
I can't stop.
No, I can't stop myself. Lightning is striking again. Lightning is striking again.
Why hit so many hit songs? Lou Christie, Lightning Strikes. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM. And, of course, the legendary AM frequency of 1400. Thank you for joining us here today. Don't forget, no other radio station covers Racine's local news like WRJN. For 97 years, we've covered the county, the city, the neighborhoods you live and work in twice an hour, weekdays, with Stuart J. Waddles. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Stuart's coming up in just a moment with some local news for you here at WRJN. And that's coming up in just a moment. Keep it right here.
This report is sponsored by Blue River CrossFit, dynamic workouts for all ages. Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab for 30% savings.
This report is sponsored by the Lanes on 20. Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun. Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab for 30% savings.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. An October jury trial has been scheduled for the former Racine County Corrections Supervisor accused of having a continued intimate relationship with an inmate. A Racine native has been appointed as the head coach of Canada's men's national soccer team. Jesse Marsh, a 1991 graduate of Case, brings his wealth of experience from coaching various clubs in Europe. For the past few years, a food giveaway has been taking place in Racine. It's coming to an end due to a lack of funds and donations. The Racine Police Department says the Journey DRT grocery giveaways at the Anthony Lane Cop House in Racine will no longer be taking place. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. More news in 30 minutes.
Breezy and mostly cloudy with a few sprinkles this morning. I think we will see a little clearing by late this afternoon. Our high today, 54. The wind will be north at 15 to 25. Tonight, clear down to 46. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high tomorrow right around 60. We'll get to 65 on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
I'm skeptical about some of the things we spend our money on now. Our tax money, that stealth bomber, that thing. The invisible plane, $2 billion for an invisible plane that you can see. Yeah, I wouldn't mind if they just showed you an empty field and like, hey, everybody, it's the stealth bomber, you know? Now I'm getting my money's worth. But they don't. They fly it over the Super Bowl, you know? They're like, look, it's the stealth bomber. I'm like, not invisible. You know, turn it on. Yeah, we would think for $2 billion they could blink it one time for us. And then my friend tells me, no, it's invisible to radar. So we can bomb people as long as they're not looking up. Right. Which is tricky. I guess we go in first and throw out a bunch of quarters, and then... Yeah.
WRJN. When I think back on all the crap I learned in high school, it's a wonder I can think at all. And my lack of education hasn't hurt me none. I can read the writing on the wall. Cold or chrome, they give us those nice bright colors. Give us the greens of summers. Makes you think all the world's a sunny.
Even know what that song's about, Kodachrome? You get a 20-year-old kid, 25, put that 30-year-old kid out there, 30-year-old person. They know what Kodachrome is. Now, I'll tell you what it is. It's a type of film that Kodak used to make. Obviously, when Paul Simon had that hit song, everybody knew what, you know, Kodachrome was. But I don't think today people do. I'm Don Rosen. Thanks for joining us here in the 8 o'clock hour for local news and timeless hits. And if you're looking for extra cash, check this out. The website credit.com said the best part-time jobs that pay well include Uber drivers, bartenders, office temps, babysitters, part-time web designers, dog walkers, tutors, and disc jockeys. No, I added that last one in. It doesn't pay a lot. You'd probably do better being a babysitter to get that extra cash. Researchers now say it's entirely possible there are aliens living under the surface of Mars. Now, we had that Mars rover up there taking beautiful pictures. I didn't see anybody. Well, they were hiding. Maybe when we turn the cameras off, you can see them. And finally, a high school teacher in the UK got drunk with some students and took them to a strip club during a class trip. She's been banned for teaching for 3 years. Or he has. I shouldn't say she. He has been banned. I went on a lot of field trips when I went to school. And I don't think we ever went to a strip club. Went to a lot of museums. Went to a farm. We went to things like that. No. WRJN Radio.
Said they don't cry. I
That was in Jersey Boys. Have you seen Jersey Boys? Not the movie. Not the movie. The movie wasn't very good. When the stage show comes to town for Jersey Boys, you have to see it. And you'll find out stuff about the Four Seasons you never knew, like Joe Pesci, the actor from Goodfellas and Casino and all these great movies. He was a teenage friend of the Four Seasons. He used to hang with the Four Seasons in New Jersey when he was a kid. And most of the Four Seasons were in prison at one time or another. You got to catch that movie, Jersey Boys. It's really good. All right? Here's something I'm going to talk to the people at Civic Media about. They have to know this right now. We should only be working 3 days a week. Researchers found our brains can only really function at peak levels for about 25 hours a week. After that, the quality of your work declines really fast. So what's today, Tuesday? By Thursday morning, please don't expect much, because Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, I'm giving you all I got. Today, cloudy, chance of showers, highs near 54. You know, yesterday when I was doing the weather at early in the morning at 6 a.m., it was so beautiful outside, and we were saying chance of showers and thunderstorms, and I said, there's no way. Of course, by 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I was pouring thunder showers and everything, and so never look out. A meteorologist once told me, never look outside to determine what the weather's going to be. Follow the forecast. So, cloudy, chance of showers, highs near 54 today. Cloudy, lows 46 tonight. Beautiful sunshine tomorrow with a high near 58 right now at Radio Park. It's cloudy, 48 degrees. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN Radio.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy and let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in this time to
promised lands,
to show you everyone. It's the time of the season for love.
What's your name?
Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy? Be rich. Is he rich like me? Has he taken any time?
Any time to show?
To show you what you need to live.
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why.
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for love.
What's your name?
What's your name?
Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
He rich. Is he rich like me? Has he taken?
Has he taken
any time?
Any time to show?
To show you what you need to live.
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why.
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for love.
We'll be right back.
too shy, and I can tell I'm her kind of guy. She bends close to me like I hope she would.
She bends to me like I hope she would.
Something tells me I'm into something good.
Something tells me I'm into something.
Oh. We only dance for a minute or two, but then she stuck close to me the whole night through.
Oh.
Can I be the one in love?
She's everything I've been dreaming of.
She's everything I've been dreaming of. I moved to home and she held my hand. I knew it couldn't be just the one night stand. So I asked to see her next week and she told me I could.
I asked to see her and she told me I could.
Something tells me I'm into something good.
Something tells me I'm into something. Something tells me I'm into something.
Member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. No, they're not. The Zombies were. Yeah, we played the Zombies just before that. They're part of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Hermits, Hermits. You know, Peter Noon is a disc jockey. He's on one of these national radio shows. And he talks very slow when he speaks. And sometimes it can get real annoying. But anyway, yeah, he's on the radio. Hermits, Hermits, Peter Noon. Good for him. We're good for him. And he speaks just fine. What do you want to do when you retire? People looking to retire. Researchers found that people want to go on multiple vacations when they retire. They always say that. They want to take on new hobbies and they want to travel the world or maybe get back into radio when they retire. That's one way. People do, you know, radio people don't retire for some reason. They just stay on the radio till they die in the studio someday. And it's happened, believe it or not. All right, you got a dog? Your dog secretly hates a lot of things you do. Yanking them away when they're smelling something. When I took my dog for a walk on the lakefront every day, I said, come on, Chester, let's go, come on. And they told me that's the worst thing you can do. Going on a walk when it's too hot or too cold, and it's going to get hot soon. And their paws get really hot on asphalt. Not so much on concrete, but on asphalt, so beware of that. Guilt shaming when they do something bad. People are always yelling at them, bad dog, bad dog. Don't do that. And also hugging them. Believe it or not, dogs don't like to be hugged. My dog did. At least I think she did. I think he did. I don't think he did. I tell myself he did. I see all these things on Facebook about Rainbow Bridge. I looked at one of them. Now, every time I turn on Facebook, there's 1,000 Rainbow Bridge things on there. And I cry every time because I had dogs my entire life. I've got 7 of them with their urns sitting in my living room. And every time I walk past there, I start crying. I look at them. But, you know, I love my dogs, and I know Chris Morrow, our station manager, nowadays they have a dog. He has a Facebook page for his dog. His dog's got his own Facebook page. His other dogs did, too, and they're still around. Reagan's on there with Lexi and Skipper. They all got their Facebook pages, and he claims he doesn't put the pictures up. They do themselves.
College may not be the right path for your kid, but that doesn't mean they can't earn a good living and have a secure future. If they like working with their hands and want to help build up surrounding communities, they should consider a career in the skilled trades through a 4-year apprenticeship as a union carpenter. To learn more, it's easy. Visit northcountrycarpenter.org and fill out the interest form to get more information. That's northcountrycarpenter.org.
When it comes to Wisconsin sports, WRJN has you covered. All this season, WRJN is pleased to be your new home for the Milwaukee Brewers. Hear all the games home and away on WRJN. Of course, we'll follow the Bucks through the playoffs and bring you Badgers and Packers when those seasons start. WRJN is also home to one of our state's top sports reporters, Mike Clemens, with his reports every hour, now sponsored by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Learn more at paysbig.com. Pottawatomie Casino Hotel and WRJN, great partners for hometown sports.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Fred's Burgers in downtown Burlington, home of the world's best burgers. Sink your teeth into locally sourced buns and handmade burger patties made fresh daily. Today is Jumbo Wing Tuesday. Get 12 Jumbo Wings for $9.99. The magic kicks off at 10:30, so whether it's lunch or dinner, Fred's will satisfy your hunger. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and immediately receive 50% savings on your Big Deals gift certificate. WRJN Big Deals.
This is Don Rosen. We're talking to local guests with lifestyle and important information for you. Weekday morning, 6 to 8 on 1400 AM, 99.9 FM and 98.1 FM. WRJN, hometown radio, refreshed.
WRJN.
Never.
change.